Good morning, everyone. It's a sense of anticipation, isn't it? Waiting for the countdown. But I think, in the silence and waiting for the service to start, we should have a sense of anticipation because of God's presence in our lives and God's presence in the midst of what we do on Sunday mornings. So expectation is a good thing. The theme of today's service is experiencing the Lord. It's a great theme. And I have a sense of expectation about that theme. Psalm 46 has a verse in it that I'm sure you will be familiar with, where God says, "Be still and know that I am God." And so today, I think, and each time we meet together on Sundays and at other times across the week, we have opportunities to be still and know that God is God. So welcome to our service this morning. Welcome to those of you who are watching online, either at the moment or later in the week. We trust that what we do this morning and where we go in our journey across the next hour will be a blessing to everyone. So let's stand and sing. I'd invite two or three of you to give praise and thanks to God, perhaps reflecting on what we have just sung. Please feel free. Lord, we praise you and thank you that you are our vision. You are the Lord of our hearts. And waking or sleeping, Lord, you are the presence in our lives and the light of our lives. Thank you, Lord, for the gift of life, the gift of love, the gift of hope, the gift of forgiveness. And we acknowledge, Lord, that we have fallen short. But we look to you afresh and anew to restore us and cleanse us, make us complete in you, so that day by day, Lord, we may journey with you, present in our lives. Be our vision, dear Lord, we pray. Be the ruler of all. We give you praise and thanks, honor and glory. Abba, Father, Lord Jesus Christ, Holy Spirit. Amen. Please remain standing.
Sit down, people. Great to see you all. And online, would you like to turn to someone around you, give them an appropriate, whatever, COVID welcome. Give them a wave, give them a...
No, that's all right.
Okay, Sam, time to come down the front. And if you're watching online, it wasn't an earthquake. We just bumped the camera. Okay, so Here's this. You can see if you can guess as we go along, young man. All right, so this is going to be a quick little thing here. I'm going to draw a picture and you've got to guess the words. All right, you guys can't see that, but all right. Okay, Sam, what do we got here? This is a sentence. Why? Okay, so why, yes? Stick it in front of your face.
Why do you pray?
Yeah, why do you pray or why do people pray? Well done, that was very quick. Did most of you get that?
Yep.
What about you online? All right, well, that's very impressive. So why do people pray? Well, have you got any answers? I thought I'd come here with a question and you'd answer it. Why do people pray? Why do people pray?
To talk to God.
To talk to God. I like that. So we could talk to God. I'm not sure how you would. That's a note. What else could you do for there? We I love you. Yeah, so there's lots of things. So we could talk to God. Yep, that's good. What else? Well, why do we talk to God?
To be in relationship with God.
How am I going to draw that, David? Okay, why don't we work? I'll just draw a love heart and we'll talk about it. Okay, why do we talk to God? Love. Can you just turn me down a little bit, Dennis? I seem to be booming. Love. Yep, okay. What other things? Why do we talk to God? So we talk to God. Why do we pray to God? We talk to God. We share our heart. Faith. Faith. How do you draw faith? Or you could do this. I guess that could be faith. I'll draw a cross. Okay. What did you say, John? What was your other comment? Peace. Oh, I should be able to draw peace. Always remember, it's either Volkswagen. I do the wrong way. Either do it upside down or what. Last one. Yes. Jesus. Well, yes. Okay. So what we have here is, show you guys, I can't do this every week, but there you go.
Thank you.
So, why do we pray to God? Why do we pray to God? Why do we pray? Why do we pray? Why do people pray? Talk to God. Relationship we love. It's about faith and it's about peace. What do you think about that, Sam? Anything you'd like to add? What have you learnt during your Lord's Prayer stuff? Praying, thinking. Well, let's do some praying right now. Are you ready? Let's pray. Lord Jesus, we thank you that there's lots of things that we can bring to you when we pray. And we pray because you love us. And you listen to us when we talk to you. We continue to ask that you would help us pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks. Good job.
Amen.
Amen. Good job. I think I must be a bit fatigued since COVID because I'm having trouble lifting up this board.
Let me help you, old man.
Thank you, David. Thanks, mate. Ciao.
You got some notices, David?
Oh, yes. Okay. I'm not sure if you can smell. Can you smell anything?
Yep.
We had the fire engine come across to the nursing home this morning, but that's not the smell I'm talking about. There should be the smell of
barbecues,
sausages. This morning we have the sausage sizzle back on. So if you're wondering what you're going to have for lunch, sausage with onion is the go. So that's very exciting. So we're trying to reconnect community. One of the things we've noticed during COVID is everybody's fallen out of the habit of getting together. So we're trying to generate reconnecting, and the barbecue is one of those things that's really a nice part of what we did years ago, and it was years ago, and we're trying to reconnect so we can gather together as community. One of the other things we're doing, Marge is just going to plug as well. Thanks, Marge.
Thank you, Dave. Thank you, David. I didn't actually come down here so I could hear the children's talk better. But I want to let you know that Friday, the 22nd of April, is a really important day. Did you know that? It's a little bit after Easter, Heather. But on that day, we are planning to introduce a new program to our church called Friday Friends. It will be an opportunity for you to bring those people that you know who are lonely, isolated, not through COVID, but just simply through life experiences, to come and share morning tea. It is an opportunity for company, coffee, and conversation. I thought I was pretty clever working that out. So it will be from 10 o'clock till 11:30, Friday morning, monthly, beginning on the 22nd of April. And I would really encourage you to be part of that, to come along and be a friend. So we are going to advertise this beyond the church in as many ways as we can. So if people do come, it would be really nice to have some of us to welcome, to greet, and to say, it's good to see you. So we will be promoting this from now on till the 22nd of April. And we just hope that you might see this as an opportunity for witness to our community that in spite of what's going on around us, in spite of the difficulties, that God is love and that we love with God's love those who are around our church and beyond. So please think of that one person that you might be able to bring along on the 22nd of April from 10 until 11:30 for a sumptuous morning tea. Now, I have to let you into a secret that some very lovely gentlemen are looking after the kitchen. So goodness knows what that morning tea will look like, but come and find out. Thank you.
What a wonderful opportunity. We're going to sing a song now for our offering, which we haven't sung all that much before. We've sung it a couple of times before. It's called Beauty for Brokenness. And I think I chose it in part this morning to sing for the people of the Ukraine and for what's going on in Ukraine. I receive an email each day from the World Community for Christian Meditation, and Friday's email referred to a couple who live in Ukraine, I think in Lviv. And they practice meditation daily in the midst of everything that's happening. And their witness was that their daily meditation sustained them, even to the extent that enabled them to continue to love the people of Russia. Huge challenge. So this, if we can, sing it as a prayer and make our own offering to God this morning as we ponder the people of Ukraine, and then Rob's going to lead us in intercessions after the song.
Sunrise to sunset, your kingdom.
Father, we praise you and thank you that you are our God. You are the God of all people, the God of the poor, the God of the people who don't acknowledge you, the God of the people who do. Open our hearts, Lord, every day to you. Help us, Lord, to give of our lives, not just of our finances, but give of our lives, our hearts, our moments, our reaching out. And in this moment, Lord, we bring to you these offerings that Margaret is holding and the offerings that have been given through the banking system, and pray, Lord, that you would help us to use them as we reach out to the community, and particularly, Lord, the mourning moment that is going to happen that Marge spoke of today. May that bless our community and grow exponentially. So we commit ourselves to you with praise and thanks. In the name of Jesus, amen. Please take your seats.
Good morning, everyone. We now have our prayers of intercession, that time when we can really focus our minds on not just ourselves, but everyone out there. Let us pray. O God of mercy and love, we come before you today to pray for those who are in need of help and support. And as we look around your beautiful world, we can see so many things that sadden us. And we are shocked by the plight of millions of our brothers and sisters worldwide. People who are forced from their homelands through war, oppression, and civil unrest. We pray for open hearts to see their humanity and understand their desperate motivations. And we remember this morning the deeply disturbing scenes coming from the Ukraine and images that are seared into our minds of men and women, young people and children without food and shelter and in constant danger from rockets, shelling and gunfire. People who are forced into perilous journeys that they may not even survive. So Lord, be with them in their suffering and despair and help them to know that even as they walk through the darkest valley, they may need fear no evil, for you are with them and your rod and staff will comfort them. And we pray for all those who should be safe in their homes in many parts of the world, but find themselves homeless because of fire, flood, earthquake, famine. Help us to see them all as our neighbors, no matter where they are, and to offer them all the love and assistance we can. Here in Australia, and so near to us, we see the desperate need of the many people of Queensland and New South Wales, still fighting battles with floodwaters and just trying to rebuild their lives. We pray they can all be restored to a safe, dignified, and fulfilled life. And Heavenly Father, we pray for your protection in a coronavirus-filled world. We offer a prayer for those who are sick or quarantining or recovering. As restrictions are relaxed, help us to continue to do the right things to protect ourselves, our loved ones, the elderly and the vulnerable around us. And we pray also for those who suffer, who offer medical help and support. And in doing so, they suffer trauma, fatigue, burnout. Lord, in your mercy, keep them strong. And help us to remember that God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear. And we ask for your Holy Spirit to fall upon all those who find life unbearable because of homelessness, unemployment, loneliness, physical and mental illness, separation from families, and much, much more. Comfort them in their distress and bring them safely out of their sufferings into a knowledge of Jesus Christ and the surety that life is worth living. And we remember today those who have left us to go to glory above. Help us to see that though there is sadness for us, we are blessed by wonderful memories and a knowledge that they are with the Lord who tells us, "Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me." So, Lord, guide us in our lives as is your will. And bless your servants here at the Vines as they live their lives in humble service to you and your church. We pray that they will always know your support for them as they reflect their Christian values to the wider community. So this morning, Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers. Amen. We're now going to have say the Lord's Prayer together. Let us pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
Our Bible reading this morning comes from Romans 12, 1-3, and then 9-13. The new life in Christ. I appeal to you, therefore, brothers and sisters, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Do not be conformed by this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your minds, so that you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. For by the grace given to me, I say to everybody among you, not to think of yourselves more highly than you ought to think, but to think with sober judgment, each according to the measure of faith that God has assigned. Marks of a true Christian. Let love be genuine, hate what is evil, hold fast to what is good. Love one another with mutual affection and do outdo one another in showing honour. Do not lag in zeal. Be ardent in spirit. Serve the Lord. Rejoice in hope. Be patient in suffering. Persevere in prayer. Contribute to the needs of the saints. Extend hospitality to strangers. This is the word of the Lord.
I always find it interesting to watch the words of Scripture as they're being read as well, because it's amazing how many times we read stuff and just assume we know what the words say. You just read through it. So today, part of our focus is, again, following up on the availability series. And Robert Wicks invites us to consider the important things in our life about being connected. Today we're talking about experiencing the Lord, and hopefully so far this morning you have had a sense of connecting with God through the words and prayers we've sung. The next slide is really one of the key parts that we're wanting to think about today. Robert Wicks says, experiencing the Lord is a goal in life. He wrote that down, and he must have had a change of thinking, because he said, well, as a matter of fact, it's the only goal. Big statement, isn't it? Lots of people I know would not agree with that statement. They might, the first, experiencing the Lord is a goal, you know, amongst climbing Mount Everest, doing the shopping, driving down to Victor, you know, having a family, going on holiday, retiring early, whatever other goals people have. Many are just happy to slide faith with God in there somewhere. Robert Wicks says, actually it is the goal. It is the only goal. Now, a goal is a definition of the goal is the object of a person's ambition or effort, an aim or desired result. What goals do people focus on? Now, last week I spoke about materialism. Now, We live in a world where if you don't have money, you really struggle. We live in a world where people have great wealth, can use it for great benefit for others. Really, last week it was materialism is where a person's only reason for living is to make money. Missing the point. We all need money. Really, what we're talking about today also picks up some of the idea that there are many other things that stir people in their life. There are many other focuses that distract or distract. There's a quote I liked. It goes like this. Most people have tendencies towards self-interest and self-absorption, and those are often reinforced and promoted by cultural norms and values. Those same tendencies cripple effective interactions and relationships in general, and they undermine positive resiliency, often based on doing things to get your own needs and desires met at the expense of the other person, or even, as it is often the case, at the expense of a relationship as well. So last week we were talking about materialism being an issue, but this week it's really picking up this whole idea of our own self-importance, our own self-focus, our selfishness, and how that just undermines everything in relationships. You know, when I fill up the fuel for my car, and I've driven a lot this week, and so I need to refuel my car after church, and when I go to the Bowser and stick the diesel in, at the end, when I pay $140, I'm going to say, for Ukraine, because there's a sense in which this is not just simply about me. There's a sense in which I'm reminded by the plight of others that it's very easy to get locked into just, God, got a 20 a litre, but why is this happening? Why are we paying this much? And again, and I think part of the next slide picks this up, because in our relationships, without prayer, in our interactions with others will be skewed and become dominated with competition, power, and control. And that's the other aspect of human relationships. Competition, power, and control. Now, you know, Putin is using power to control another country so he can continue to compete with the West. This is all about trying to recreate Russia, USSR, and the glory days. But it's like, talk about missing the point. Talk about being so caught up with the own sense of importance. Hugh Mackay in his book talks about war really today is about the geopolitical world. It's about territory. And when we look at what's going on in Ukraine, there's no denying that's what it's all about. Territory. Expanding. And poor old Ukraine is the meat in the sandwich between NATO and Russia. It's just so tragic. It is devastating. Power, competition, and control. Yeah, I just wish he'd spent more time on his inner man. Maybe the world would be a different place. Imagine Putin actually taking seriously his Russian Orthodox faith and applying faith to how he led his country. Maybe they'd be taking food and flowers across to the Ukraine instead of missiles and soldiers. You know, it's a sad thing. And I guess in our world, there's lots of distractions and things that just change how we do business. And part of our theme today is picked up a little bit in our next slide. And in the busyness of our lives. I mean, I've spoken to many people who have retired, and they say are actually busier now than they were before they retired. Put your hand up if that's the case. How does that work, people? But I'm glad you do. And I guess it's an interesting thing, life, isn't it? Maybe it's a chance to do the things you've always wanted to do freely. I don't know. I'm looking forward to getting there, to be able to do that. But at any age, there are lots of distractions in life which get in the way of our faith. You know, Dave's dodgy drawing, why do people pray? Well, sometimes we can't pray because we're too busy. And sometimes we might just drop a prayer here or there without really making it a physical central plank in our lives. And as we've talked about, faith emerges more alive through prayer. Love, faith, peace, as God listens to us. So they're really just beautiful ways of connecting in. And the reason we continue to, I guess, as a church community, want to reach out and make a difference is because there are lots of things people are struggling with. The next slide is a quote from Robert Wicks, and I like the way in which he reflects on what people need in our society. And that's part of the thinking behind the Friday coffee morning, to try and help people link in and connect in. People are in search of a need for permanence in a society of transience, a need for silence in the midst of noise, a need for gratitude in the face of unbelievable greed, a need for poverty amid the flaunting of wealth, a need for human warmth when everything is being rationalized or computerized, a need for transparency when everything is opaque. Yes, a need for the interior life. There's probably some other things you could add to that, isn't there? About your reflections on what those you know, those neighbours you know, might actually have. I went to the Generate Presbytery down at Goolwa yesterday. That was a big drive. But it was interesting listening to people talk about the way different churches have tried to engage during this COVID period. And there was one pastor who was talking about his mother in Victoria. And in Victoria, they had something like 300 days of lockdown. And all they could do is walk up and down their street. So one of the ideas was to actually try and make a connection with the neighbours. And so someone put out a little flyer about gardening. And so within the next week, they said, you know, look, come along if you're interested in gardening. And I'm not sure what they did, COVID distancing, but maybe... But there was an attempt to try and connect in because of people's sense of isolation. And so as the time progressed, the relationships between neighbours increased because they'd drop in their notes to each other. Do you need anything? If they're in South Australia, do you need some more toilet paper? Yeah. I don't know what we did with it all, people, but interesting, isn't it? It's like there are so many things. And experiencing the Lord is not some holy huddle, but it's about community. It's about connection. It's about others. It's the only goal. It's almost like a purpose. And what I liked about the Romans 12 reading was there was a real connecting of the head and heart. Paul talked about having our minds transformed, renewed, changed. And then further on, he talked about in verse 9 to 12 about God's love. So you had the head transformed, and then you had the expression of the love. So if we're experiencing God, yeah, we have a one-on-one, but then it's expressed. And the next slide hopefully will pick up some of this idea. Head and heart. Faith, personal, expressed externally. We experience the Lord and share it with others. I love this reading. And I think I can feel a series coming on just from these three verses. Let love be genuine. Hate what is evil. Hold fast to what is good. Love one another with mutual affection. Outdo one another with showing honor to each other. Do not lag in zeal. Be ardent in spirit. Serve the Lord. Rejoice in hope. Be patient in suffering. Persevere in prayer. Contribute to the needs of the saints and extend hospitality to strangers. Now, interesting, one of the things we've been talking about the last 6 weeks is that prayer is the link between the head and the heart. Prayer is the channel through which God and the Holy Spirit become synchronized in our lives. And in this, all the good works, love, caring for others, are connected with perseverance in prayer. Now, hopefully the last 6 weeks you've been actually praying more. I don't know, we could do a quiz, couldn't we? Maybe there should be a little colour code on our head, which, you know, the more prayer we do, the greener the glow is. I don't know. Right? Interesting, isn't it? One of the other things that happened at Generate Presbytery at Gawler yesterday was that the chair of the presbytery, Graham Humphreys, said in his church they've decided to do something ambitious. 2 times 2 in 22. 2 times 2 what? Well, 2 times 2 prayer in 22. So every day they've tasked their congregation to pray twice for 2 minutes for two different people. One is maybe someone you know who maybe has a health concern or something, or someone you haven't seen here, or secondly, a neighbour who doesn't know Christ or has not connected to the church or something. So two things: someone you know, you haven't seen for a bit, someone you are aware of has no faith at all. And so Graham's argument was, well, if all we did was spend 2 minutes praying for these two things, that's an extra 4 minutes a day praying. And if there's only 6 people in each congregation, and Generator has 109 congregations, I did some maths, Dave's dodgy maths. Let me read it out. 109 congregations times by 6, because that's how many people would be praying, times by 4, that's how many minutes in a day, would equal 2,616 minutes, which equals out to 43 hours a day. How can you get more time in your day? Well, you multiply prayer. So if 6 people in this congregation combined with the others did that, we would be generating 43 hours extra prayer every day. Experiencing the Lord, praying for others, bringing about hope. Interesting, isn't it? Part of the invitation we have in experiencing the Lord is allowing that prayer to connect our head and heart. So we reconnect with why we're doing church, why we get out of bed on a Sunday, why we bother being loving, caring, helpful. Prayer is a vital part of that connection. Our identity, our self-sense can be overwhelmed, and I think that's been the case. At times we found ourselves overwhelmed during this period, last couple of years. And it can be feel like we're facing a large field where we're uncertain about what we're going to do. Someone said faith's a bit like, you know, you come across a plain full of snow. And you sort of say, well, where's my path? Well, your path is generated by walking. And as you walk, you create your path. And I guess that's for us as a church, as individuals. We're applying this. We're stepping out into the unknown because COVID has changed so many things. And our future is, I guess, in many ways, a blank page or like a blank field. So again, as we experience the Lord, we're really wanting to open our hearts to do some simple things. David's going to sing a song for us which really invites the Spirit to continue to connect and open our lives. So I'll ask him to come and join us and lead us in prayer through song.
This song is the first stanza of a prayer written by a woman whose birth name is Edith Stein. It's a prayer to the Holy Spirit. I can't remember how many stanzas are in it. But Edith Stein was born in 1891 into a Jewish family. In her 20s, she converted to Catholicism, became a Carmelite nun. In 1942, August of 1942, she was arrested by the Gestapo and just several days later died in Auschwitz. She was a doctor of philosophy, and her writings are profound. And this song, the first time I ever read it, I thought, whoa, For me, in part, perhaps a big part, prayer is about relationship with God lived out. Yes, I pray for certain things, but my heart's longing is the relationship with God, and in some ways this song expresses that. Who are you, sweet light, who fills me and brightens the darkness of my heart? Guide me like a mother's hand, and if you were to abandon me, I could not take another step. You are the space which encircles my being. Which encloses me within itself. If you were to leave me, I would fall into the abyss from which you elevate me into light. You are closer to me than I am to myself. More intimate than my innermost being. Everywhere elusive, everywhere incomprehensible. Beyond every name, you are Holy Spirit, you are Holy Spirit, you are Holy Spirit, eternal love. Eternal love, eternal Lord God, we give you praise and thanks that you are closer to us than we are to ourselves, more intimate than our innermost being, present to us all the time, 24/7, guiding us, leading us, with us in our darkest moments, with us in our brightest moments. So, Lord, we praise you and thank you. And as we journey, Lord, from here today, and as we journey in every day, help us to find those moments to simply be still and know that you are God. So we praise you and give you thanks. I'd invite you to stand. Musically, this is a complete change of tempo.
May you experience the love of God as we go from this place via the barbecue with a sausage sizzle. So may the God who loves you go with you. May you continue to grow in your faith. In Jesus' name, amen.
And just a reminder that if you'd like someone to pray with you following the service just now, just come take a seat in the front and one of the elders will come and pray with you.
Like a child, I will dance in your presence. Oh, let the joy of heaven pour down on me. Still remember the first day I met you. And I don't ever want to lose that mind. My first love. My first love. My first love. My first love.